98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. The head coach of your Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, with Burns and Gambo.
Big win last night for the Coyotes up there in Las Vegas.
Huge.
First victory on the road in some time. And joining us right now in the Colter Automotive Group Sports Line, the head coach of your Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Came back from Vegas a winner. Not a lot of people can say that, Tock. Congratulations.
Yeah, that is true. How many people losers there? That is a good one.
Yeah.
Correct.
I couldn't be more impressed. I mean, I thought that you had to survive an onslaught in that first period. I thought Kemper was outstanding. I mean, Vegas had a 3-on-2. Smith had two great chances, and he got robbed. I mean, to me, just getting out of that first period was so crucial for you guys because they really came out strong.
Yeah, I thought early on we were fine. It was the kind of the last part. They had some chances. You're right. Kemps was good. Getting out there, I think we settled down. I mean, that's a loud building. That's probably the loudest building in the league. Great atmosphere. So, you know what? We have a young team, and, you know, Josh Archibald had to play center for us because, you know, obviously the rash of injuries. I love that, the fact that we had to go in that building and play in those circumstances. And the way we kind of weathered the storm shows a lot of character from the guys.
Well, I like the power play goal, too, to get on the board. I mean, I think Derek Stepan, great pass to Osterley, wide open net. I mean, that is a great feed right there. Got you up 1-0. Galchenyuk's breakaway goal was fantastic. Took a little punishment at the end for that one. That puts you up 2-0. And then, you know, they come right back. They make it 2-2. I mean, they did not go away. They made it very hard on you guys.
Yeah, even before the games we lost to San Jose and Dallas, I was telling you guys, I really liked our 5-on-5 play. It was the specialty teams that let us down. Now we're starting to score. You know, we had a couple power play goals against Dallas the other night. We scored last night against Vegas. Our penalty kill got back on track. So, you know, in this league, to win consistently, your special teams have to win you hockey games. They can't lose you hockey games. I thought that the one thing this team has done plays 5-on-5. It's the special teams that has let us down. So it was nice to get the last two games be on the plus side.
One more on the game from me. I thought, you know, they get the penalty shot and Smith puts it off the post. So you know, game of inches right there. I mean, you know, that was a big play right there. But then I thought in the third period, my favorite goal. I love when you can get goals from behind the net. I thought Panic did a good job getting the puck through traffic, and Cousins was there to bang it in. That gives you the 3-2 lead, and then Archibald on a 2-on-2, he finds the hole. But I really liked the goal that Panic set up from behind the net. That's a beautiful goal to me.
Yeah, you know, when it's getting people in net, you know, Nicky did a good job getting in the net. Those are the goals that, you know, win in the playoffs or get you in the playoffs is stuff around the net, being able to, you know, take a cross check or something to get those goals. You know, they're not pretty goals, but that was a big one. Listen, the Archie goal was huge for us. You know, he tried to pass, it came right back, and he backhanded in the net. You know, that's a Hall of Fame goalie over there. So for us to get four goals on him, that's a tall order. I got to give the guys credit, like I said.
Rick Tocchet, the head coach of the Coyotes, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. When you look at the playoff standings, when you see that you're 4 points behind the last spot in the wild card, how much of a carrot is there? Is that out there for your players? How much of that is bait on the hook to get them to continue to buy in on the things that you're asking them to do, considering that all things being equal, you're still very much in that race?
Yeah, well, the playoffs start now for us. Let's face it. You know, we try not to look ahead, and we've done a good job of just worrying about the next game. I think that's the best way to approach for our team, at least. But we have a 5-game segment coming up. You know, we got 4 division games. You know, we're playing against. You know, got to go on the road to some tough buildings coming up here. Playing a St. Louis team that's hot.
Oh,
really,
that's
one
so
of the
hot.
Teams. Yeah, the last 3 weeks, one of the best teams in the league. So. There's a lot of variables here, but we got to just worry about the game tomorrow night and go from there because, you know, I don't know, there's 25 games left or something like that. So there's points up for grabs, and, you know, hopefully we get some healthy bodies back and we still continue to to play some good, solid hockey.
No, you're right. You know, you are right about St. Louis. I said last week that a lot of those teams, Anaheim's really struggling right now, and I think Edmonton's struggling. But you look at Chicago, they've won some games. St. Louis has definitely won some games. Minnesota's struggled as of late. So I think it's kind of wide open, but somebody like St. Louis took advantage of it. I mean, St. Louis took advantage of a lot of these teams struggling. They go on, I don't know, a seven-game winning streak, whatever it was, and all of a sudden they're in a really good spot to push for a playoff spot. I mean, that's kind of what you need, right? I mean, a five-game winning streak is all the difference in the world right now.
Oh, it's huge. And listen, St. Louis had such a bad first 2 months. I mean, if you look at a team on paper, that team is a really good hockey team. That's a playoff hockey team. They got good veteran players. They got star players. So it was just a matter of time. Actually, Craig Berube is one of my better friends. He coaches that team. He's done a hell of a job there when he took over the last couple of months. So, it's a game, and we kind of gave it to them last time they were in our building. So it's going to be a different story here. I think they're going to face a hungry team, obviously.
I didn't think either of the goals last night. I mean, Perry's goal was a nice goal, and then great wrister by Schmidt to make it 2-2. I thought Kemper was fantastic. I really did. How much can you ride Kemper down the stretch?
Well, he's never really been in one role. You know, this is his first year where he's really, that's because Rantz is out, that he's kind of got that role. He's got some issues, we have to make sure we give him some rest for the health part of it. So I don't know how far I can ride him, but he's obviously going to play some games. He's doing a nice job. Kemps is a big goalie, and when you see him in net nice and quiet and he takes angles away, he's tough to beat. And I that's when I know he's on his game, when he's nice and quiet in the net.
Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. You got any players that you're hoping will be back soon-ish for this upcoming 25 games that you have left on the season or so?
Yeah, so Brad Richardson's probably the next in line. You know, he might possibly play tomorrow. We'll add a boost to us. You know, we need some centermen. Dvorak will probably go down and play in Tucson here in the near future, like the next few days, play in Tucson for a few games, and then get back in action. Demers is probably another 3 weeks away, somewhere like there. So we're starting to get some traction. Gladden's still trying to figure out the issues with his eye. So there's guys on the horizon that can maybe bolster our team. It's almost like a trade and deadline type of thing.
Yeah. Talk, as always, good to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on for a
good
few
win
minutes.
Congratulations on the win last night.
Just proof that you can come back from Vegas a winner. I've always doubted that, but it can happen.
I know. Isn't that the truth?
I never do it, so I'm impressed that somebody can, for goodness sakes. Thanks, Talk. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Thank you.